on Radio National Summer Breakfast, it's now time to pick our album of the week. And sensibly, of course, we have outsourced our musical taste to a series of musicians who are going to tell us their favourite album of 2010, which we will then adopt as our album of the week. Today, we're joined by Peter Hollow, who's a cellist and one quarter of the Sydney-based band 4Play. They're an electric string quartet. And Peter's come into our Sydney studio along with his cello, which we will hear from in a moment. But for now, good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Julian.
Thanks very much for joining us. Now, an electric string quartet, for people who haven't heard what 4Play do, how would you describe their music?
Well, we started about 15 years ago when we were all at university, and we had this idea that we wanted to play rock music, but we were these, you know, little classical music players. So we bought these pickups, and actually I've decided today that we're going to be hearing the acoustic instrument, but we bought pickups, and basically you just plug your guitar lead into your pickup. And
all of a sudden you're an electric cellist.
We're playing electric guitars and bass and everything. And,
fantastic. Well, yeah. So you've made the string quartet cool.
Oh, I'd like to think so.
Fantastic. Yeah. You also do a bit of radio yourself, talking about your musical tastes. Can you tell us about your musical tastes?
Well, I guess my taste has really expanded a lot over the last 10, 15 years, and I listen to a lot of fairly experimental music, a little left-field music, but I'm also really into pop and hip-hop and rock and things as well still. So on my show on a Sydney community radio station, I play a really broad range of experimental styles. I'm really interested in what happens when acoustic instruments meet digital recording techniques and things. So that's the sort
which is something that 4Play's done as well. But we won't get too experimental this early in the morning on Radio National. Obviously, you're an avid listener to music as well. So can you tell us about the albums that have stood out to you this year and what your pick of the year is?
As well as the pick of the year, which maybe we'll get to in a second, I have been really excited by some. Pretty much what we were talking about. On the electronic level, there's a band called Orteca who've been around about as long as 4Play have, possibly longer, and they really experiment in sound wonderfully. Their new album is actually a lot more melodic than they have been for the last little while.
Right.
So it is a little more approachable, but let's just say that for Radio National Breakfast, it maybe would be a little... a little bit of a jolt.
Excellent. Selection for Album of the Year this year is something that I'm sure Radio National listeners will be aware of. Who is it?
It is Sufjan Stevens, whose new album, The Age of Ads, came out this year. We're getting to see Sydney, possibly the whole of Australia is getting to see Sufjan this coming January as well, which is incredibly exciting.
Yeah, and long awaited. I saw his Sydney show when he was here last, and it's an incredible band. And obviously, the new album has been received very well, and a much broader style from the Sufjan that we're used to.
Yes, I mean, we know him as a sort of folky, gentle singer. He's actually an amazing arranger. Last year, he put out this orchestral work that he composed and arranged himself, and I think we hear a bit of that on this album. We also hear some pretty adventurous production. He's getting into his electronics and things as well. So it goes all over the place, which is just so enjoyable. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to declare it my album of the year, because it encompasses so much that I'm excited about.
It is, and it's an absolutely fantastic listen. The album is Sufjan Stevens' latest, and it's called The Age of Ads. And which track are we going to be listening to now?
This is one called I Want to Be Well, which really, I think, exemplifies a lot of those qualities about the album.
Oh,
A taste there of I Want to Be Well by Sufjan Stevens. Thanks very much for introducing that to us, Peter. And now we're going to get a little bit of a taste of your own music, because as well as playing in 4Play, you also have a not-so-secret double life as Raven. Can you tell us about Raven?
Raven initially was me playing around on the computer making electronic music with beats and things, but I've been more interested lately in using my own instrument. I play the piano as well, so some of the Raven stuff includes piano and cello. In this case, I'm using this wonderful piece of equipment on the floor, which is a looping pedal. And so you're going to hear many versions of me playing together as the piece progresses.
There you go, several cellists for the price of one. So this is Raven, and we've done a slight adjustment to the track name to make it a little bit more Radio National friendly. Suffice it to say that there's a few bleeps that we won't be using, but let's just call this We've Still Got Melody.
Excellent.
That was It's Too Something Hot, But We've Still Got Melody by Raven, also known as Peter Hollow from 4Play. Peter, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, John.
It's been a great pleasure, and you can catch 4Play at the fantastic Moma Fona Festival down in Tasmania in January.
Indeed, with Neil Gaiman and artwork by Eddie Campbell, really fantastic work.
Something to look forward to there. And, of course, we will be checking in with Peter's selection of the album of the year, Sufjan Stevens' The Age of Ads, throughout the week. You're listening to Summer Breakfast with Julian Morrow.